Will we be hurt by our wireless technology? We are living in a world surrounded by all sorts of magnetic waves. I am not only talking about natural ones, but those created by man. If we go back to about the end of the 19th century, people were living relatively free of these things. There are those who claim these waves are not harmful and cite the fact we are living much longer than those people did back in the late 1800s and before, but is that really the true measure of the danger of these waves, if they have any? I say that because back where there was no man-made magnetic waves, there was also no vaccines or decent medicine to talk about. My argument always was we are measuring apples against bananas. The period of time before the 20th century was nowhere as advanced as we are now, so we really can't compare things to see if magnetic waves make a difference. I guess I should be clearer about what magnetic waves are. I am talking about broadcast waves which send signals to your radio and television, other waves which are sent to your cell phones and computers, and all sorts of laser waves and waves we don't even know are being used for different purposes by science and the government. There are natural waves which the Earth naturally shields us from, such as cosmic waves and the solar wind which comes from the sun, as you might guess from its name. It's not that we think all magnetic waves are harmless, because we know radiation can kill us along with cosmic rays. We also know the solar wind could eventually strip away our atmosphere if it wasn't for the magnetic belts around our planet. We just don't believe those waves which we generate on Earth are dangerous. We are thinking about sending electricity through the air to power devices, which means these waves will be all around us. There have been many complaints from people who live near high voltage power lines. They complain of not being able to sleep, headaches and other problems. Think about this: why is there so much cancer in the United States? The United States has the 6th most amounts of cancer in the world. An interesting thing about the list of countries with the highest cancer rates is every country on the list is an industrialized country. There could be several reasons for this, such as non-industrialized countries not keeping statistics, or not having as many cancer cases, among other things. Could it be the people living in industrialized countries are exposed to more magnetic waves of different kinds, and this is causing them to contact cancer because these waves somehow mutate our cells? The top 10 cancer countries in the world are listed below in order of the percentage of cancer per population. They are Denmark, Ireland, Australia, France, New Zealand, United States, Belgium, Norway, Canada and Czech Republic. What makes things ever harder when we are trying to determine what is dangerous to us is the fact one person might be exposed to something dangerous and never get cancer, while another person in the same house gets it. This makes me think the better question might be not who gets cancer, but what increases the chances of getting it. When asked if living near power lines is really bad, New Health Advisor said the simple answer is yes. They state research has shown long-term exposure to these high-voltage wires can lead to several health problems and listed common issues you may experience when living near power lines. They are childhood leukemia, cancer and depression. If this is true, doesn't it seem that broadcasting electricity through the air would also have a long-term effect on our health? It has even been said if you are 2,000 meters away from a high-power electrical line, you are too close. We are also told to get new appliances if we have old microwaves and such, because the older ones give off more radiation. It is said when electricity is being broadcast, we will appear invisible to the system, therefore no power will flow into us. But is this good enough? No power flows into those people living near high-power electrical lines, yet they are getting sick. It also makes me wonder if someone might have something in their pocket which might attract an electrical charge without knowing it. There has also been a lot of talk about cell phones being able to cause brain cancer, because people hold them up to their ears to talk and some people talk for a long time on them. The debate has been going on for years. Cell phones are really radio transmitters and receivers. When we hold them up to our head, the aerial collects the magnetic waves and is right next to our head, so some of the waves might spill off into us. Some scientists believe the only effect on biology of using a cell phone is heat. It is similar to how a microwave heats food. This heating is said to not be sufficient to increase human body temperature. There was one study of the effect of cell phone use and their effect on blood flow in the brain, but no evidence of anything unusual was found. Somebody once said something to me which I always remember. When someone said to him a particular thing wasn't bad for us, he replied, "But is it good for us?" In other words, just because it doesn't seem to harm us, do we gain anything good from using it? I think everything has to be looked at from this perspective, and so far, if magnetic waves which are bouncing all around us don't hurt us, do we gain anything from them? And the answer is yes, because they are necessary to advance our technology. I also believe they have to be under constant study to make sure as newer types come out, they are harmless.